absolute extreme shoulder. Today is very good. I mean, it's important to me. I can't really see it. So I said so many times. I would say this issue that I've got the identity to do. Not the one identity. It's the wrong personality, but the personality. First, you should go with a kindness symbol. And you say the word kindness symbol, and you always make a reference to the famous kindness, the most outstanding kindness symbol, say Shabbat, many, many, many people. You should go to Kiyama Kippur, the kindness symbol. All the Allah, the unique Allah of Shabbat, that you start eating the day before, for some, of sick in the years. Tisha B'av is forbidden to practice five chitza sikha in general to the chitza sikha in the last final. The Alpha is a lot. We have to have the right to the chitza sikha. Tisha B'av is from Siyama Kippur. Even with regard to the chitza, because the chitza could have been forbidden in Tisha B'av, for two reasons. One reason, because it's a day of a very small country, and secondly, because it's a day like Yom Kippur. The equation is in favor, the equation is quite indicative. That Rambam says, more in Psochim, Tisha B'av Kiyom HaKippurim, Me'osu Re'ishit Afilo Etzbo Elamai. Tisha B'av, as far as the Chitza is concerned, it's just like in Kippur, one must not dip his finger or touch water with a little finger. Even there's not a little enjoyment in that. In Novel, the chitza is different. A Novel can, he may use cold water. A Chamin is a Novel, is enjoying from using what could say that is meter. His Tishibov is like Yom Kippur. And the Ram says, the rest of the Ishi, it's brave, Amayim. One must not touch water. Kiyom HaKippurim. Is there a Tishibov is Hayom Kippur? I mean, a kindness symbol. Next, Tishibov is a day of Averis. Kozvohim Shomu, Osuven, is also for forbidden, I mean, to practice on Tishma. An Averis, the Klal Yisrael is another. Not Yechidim Averim, but the Klal Yisrael is another. And sometimes, that it is a tiny symbol, we know, because many things which are forbidden in the tiny symbol are also forbidden on Tisha B'av. How does the Tereser Averis express itself? Tisha B'av is Ayem Averis. Ayem Tanya Sibu and Ayem Averis. How does the Tereser Averis express itself halachically? In simple terms. As you say, Yishev Al Tais. In many things which have been forbidden on Tisha B'av, is there the character of Tisha B'av is there? The Yom Averis comes to expression. But I'm not asking about Sheva Taisi in abstention. The answer is, we abstain from anything which you wouldn't have abstained if Tisha B'av had been just a kind of symbol. But we abstain from those things because Tisha B'av is a Yom Averis. So all the proofs in which you introduce the Tisha B'av, the Yom Averis, will be based upon the fact that we have been instructed to abstain from many things, from Sheva Taisa, from Nadu, also Rechitza. Why is Rechitza also? For two reasons. It's a village, and Rechitza is also because it is a kind of sin. It's also, for instance, the Nilas Asandro is also because it is a kind of stimulus, and secondly, Antishema because it's a village. ומה שאומרת, זו אוסר עם תלמותי רעיבס. זו אוסף הטוריזם. זו אוסר בכל זה תיס. דיסיזון להרגס, אני קונטרל. ועם תלמותי רעיבס, אני סיבור את נעת אוסר. תלמותי רעיבס, אבל בכל זה צלרס. זאת פרוב, תישי בו, ואני מבין, I don't have to reach out for, or very distant Israel. The Israel Palmetera, per se, is indicative of Tisha B'Av as a Yim HaVeret. But this also, the, all that is a Sheval Taisa, in withdrawing from something, in not doing something. But is there anything which I have to do? Nikula say, not in abstaining, but in acting, like a no. Is the Ramban says no. As far as acting out of Avelis is concerned, not abstaining because of Avelis, but acting out of Avelis, the Kuma say, is Tish B'Av not a Yim Avelis. Tish B'Av is a Yim Avelis as far as Sheva Otais is concerned. That's where the Ramban says, there is no Kriya on Tisha B'Av, there is no Skifa Samite on Tisha B'Av, there is no Kriya Skifa Samite. What else? What? I don't think I understand it. Yeah, Isa Meloch et Chai Isa, the contrary. That's what the Ramban says. Sitting on the floor in the Gemara not mentioned. On the contrary, Mechlekes Rabbeinu Chachamim, to whether or not Skifa Samite is binding on Tisha B'Av or not, we pass by the Chachamim. As Kfiya Samite in Odo, in Odo, in Zeke Fitose, in Tisha B'Av. Is Tisha B'Av there is no Skifa Samite in Tisha B'Av. That's what Ramban explains. Only the Sheva Altaise after of Avelis they apply to Tisha B'Av, but not the Kuva say. But why, I don't know. Okay. But I believe there is one practice, one thing, which even the Ramban will agree that it is a Doros Shebenasi. In other words, I have to do something, not abstain from doing. But I have to do something and still prevails on Tisha B'Av. On the contrary, I would say perhaps only on Tisha B'Av and not Rachman Litzlan and Avelis Chadosh. We have quite a number of kuvasays, active manifestation to manifest the Avelis in an active way, by doing something peculiar, something unique. So you have many which are never has to do it, and never Rami Rachman Litzlan, Avelis Chadosh. And on Tisha B'Av we don't have to do it. Kriya. What else? Kriya Samite. Atif Esorosh, correct? Atif Esorosh. You don't have to practice those things on Tisha B'Av. That's what I'm about. Only the Sheval Taisis, the equation, embraces the Sheval Taisis of Navelis. Right, it's the Ramban's Shita. But I said, but there is one thing, one practice, one act, that is typical and teachable. I don't say the certitude that it is applicable to Navelis Chadosha. It is certainly applicable to Tisha B'Av. And this is what we set down now, Akines. Akines, in Avelis Chadosh, of course Avelis Chadosh is given with Pchi, but in Zayin Avelis, then we have this expression Chazal, with Pchi, Nechen Kol HaMered Mois, Kol HaBeche, we have this expression. But I don't believe that the head, it is the major, what shall I say, symbol of Avelis Chadosh. Avelis Chadosh has Kriya, Skifa Samite, and so forth. wat knap, knap ging. Weil Tischeborg ist Kiew verhetzt, die very, very instrument we employ to manifest our village, and Tischeborg without Kiev would be considered, the village and Tischeborg without Kiev would be our incomplete village. And the key from a very scientific would not be achieved. And simply, and who says so? We read today in the after. Kelamar Adonai Sways is Beinu Mikiru Lam Kenes Usmeyeno, Per Hachom is Shilchon Esuayeno, Usmaeyeno, Vishiseno, עולנו נהי, ושרד לנהינו דימו, ואפתנו יזלו מוי. ושיס, את ימי עושה. כל המסבו על ירושלים, זכר מראה בשמחוסה, שחזר מאינס מסבו not only observing the village, as far as שבע או תעשה, is concerned. But כל המסבו על ירושלים, in reciting the beginnings and understanding, and of course, and to share in the in the distress that the Kol Yisrael lived through so many years ago is a part of the village. A part of the village. If you wish to find something in a village Chadosha which would resemble the Kinev, the recital of Kinev, in a very session with regard to Tishimov. I believe I would, if you would ask me to do so, I would point out I would point out Hesper. There is something, Hesper is not a Kima Haveres. It's a Shichbe, or it's a Dechaye, but it's a Kima Haveres. What does Hesper consist of? Basically, what does Hesper consist of? What are the two elements in Hesper? It's got to be emphasized. One element, simply a description of the person who we have lost. Who he was, and what wonderful qualities he possessed. And secondly, our certainties to it. To lose him. I said it was to have lost him. First of all, description simply of the personality, of the words of the personality. Secondly, the bitter loss we have sustained when he died. This is basically Kinnis as well. In Kinnis you tell us about the disaster which we were confronted. They have been confronted for many years. And secondly, the beauty of Yerushalayim and Sion and the Beis Hamikdash before they were destroyed by our enemy. So you have the two elements of Hesper also in Kinnis. Basically, Kinnis means a Hesper and Yerushalayim. But on Tisha B'Av, it is the main. This is the main activity for which we express our abilities about Yerushalayim, attaining Yerushalayim. First of all, in Eichel, by Kenin Yemeyoe Sakina Hazes. By Kenin Yemeyoe Sakina Hazes. And the Kine is, it was incorporated, inserted. In Echo, Echo Yuam Zor, is of the Kina, the Hesped, for Yeshio. The mere fact that in Kina there is a Hesped, a real Hesped, which Yuam Novi is the leader for Yeshio, like Amelach Yisrael, when he was killed by the Egyptians, this itself shows that Kina and Hesped, I mean, it could be equated. There's an equation between Kina and Hesped. The two elements which are essential in Hesper to understand who he was and to appreciate the loss, we are finding Ilkines. But it's very strange. In we have no right just to say Ilkines. Many things which we say Ilkines, we have no right. We wouldn't have said it. I mean, many things. I mean, the whole question, as I said so many times, the whole question of Ichor is not tolerated. What do you mean, Ichor? Who am I to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for? He should explain it to me. Chai vodem levorach al avor, pshim shivorach al atayim. You say, Tayan Emes, Tadikum b'chol zrochem, b'chosim b'chol masor, and play it. But it's me, I mean, I say, Ichor, Ichor, how could you have done it? And this motif is elaborated very well in the Kines, so we'll read about it. As if we were asking questions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a special heter. This is due to a special heter. As far as Kines and Tisha B'Av is concerned. Tisha B'Av, our concern. A special heter. So we cannot start Kines of our own, so to say, just start Kines. We have to start Kines which were written down, committed to writing, and said, been where? So the first Sefer Kines, is Eichon. So that's why we didn't say Kines last night, right after my own, we had no right to do so. I don't know if it's the mystery of Shalai. We had no right to do so. The right is established by reading Megillas Eichon. And basically you're asking what is the key of reading Megillas Eichon, what do you accomplish by it? Why was it necessary to read Eichon and Tisha B'Av? The question is not very terrible. There is some link between Tisha B'Av and Megillas Eichon. Some link, some association. But in my opinion, Eichon and Tisha B'Av, to compare with Megillas Rus, for instance, and Shavuos, represent two different kiyumim. And Tisha B'Av Rut, it seems the most probably that Megillas Rut is Minyone from Chag HaAtzeres. We have Gerus and so forth on. Minyone and Chag HaAtzeres. So we read Mina Ksuvim. Ksuvim we read which have a link with Chag HaAtzeres. Eicho and Tisha B'Av is simply in order to obtain a heter, a permission to say Kines. Without Eicho there would be no Kines. Without Eicho I couldn't start. Also it was looked to Hasideo in the Kines. We couldn't have said Kines. So the saying of Kines would have been considered as an act of arrogance. Or blasphemy. And Rabbi Akiva was martyred to death, he didn't ask Eicho. What did he ask? What did Rabbi Akiva? He asked no questions in general, Rabbi Akiva. Mosa Yovel and Yodeh, Mosa Yovel and Yodeh, like I know. Because he had no right to do so. But it's a special right assigned to the Jews, to the Jewish community, who mourns the destruction of Yerushalayim. This right was assigned to Jewish community. There they may say Kines, ask questions, Eicho. But with one reservation. At first they say the Kines, which were committed to writing Binevue. And basically there are two Kines, which were committed to writing. One is what? Eicho. The second one is the Afteret. The Afteret today is Kines, Yerushalayim. And the Yom Yom himself says, Kirune, 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 is Beinu, the Kiru Lamkeinu, Sisrayeno, Velachachome, Shilcho, Vesareno, Usmaelno, Siseno, Leino, Nehi, Veserabno, Leino, Dmois. Yom Yom says that call the candy, the Mekeinis, they should weep over the Chum Yerushalayim. So it means that it is permissible, not only permissible. This is the way we should mourn the destruction of Yerushalayim, by saying Kines. That's why the Kines is actually is a continuation of the Torah. There is no Kaddish, Chotze Kaddish, no Hefsek between the Aftera and the Kinnah. It is a continuation. Kiyom HaRadu Yitzureyiz is Vein Erikiram Kenis Yitzureyino Lachachom Yishuchu Yitzureyino Usmael Nevis Yisrenu Lein Emei Yisrachav Nenet Lidim Olaf Pein Yizu Moim Shom Asur Mene Shibu Ochra. You continue. The same as the Kinnah last time. We are a continuation of Megillat Esther. That's why we don't read Eichon today. Because we have a substitute Kinnah for Eichon. Namely, the Aftera. And the Aftera is superior to Eichon. Because Eichon is Kusim, and the Aftera is Nevi'im. So once you read the Aftera, you don't read Eichon anymore. So the whole reading, the reading of the Aftera and Tisha B'Av is necessary. Simply as a license, as a formal license, which is granted to the Mekinei to weep and cry and ask questions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is accomplished by reading the Aftera in the daytime, so there is no need for Eichon. And at night, that's why at night we read Ksuvim. In the daytime, because Aveil is the Yomo. Because Avir is the Yomor is stronger than Avir is the Lelia, because the Bishamigosh was destroyed on the, not the night of Tisha B'Av, but on the day, late in the day. So in the evening we read it soon, and in the morning we read it again. Of course, once we read the Levim, we took that rise from Yom. The right retainers, women should come and cry and moan. So there is no need for Eichon. There is a meaning in certain places that to say Eichon team in the daytime. After the Kinnah, not before the Kinnah. Before the Kinnah is the purpose of Eichon, I mean, in the daytime is gone. Because we are ready after. This is Eichon, after it. Is the alone Kinnah by Yom Yom, so is Eichon as well, but Eichon is Ksuvim and Aftera is Nevi'im. We continue with Aftera. And this is the purpose of the Aftera and Tisha B'Av, is simply to grant permission to the Aveil Tzir Yerushalayim to express the Aveil as a manifest. Interesting is that in the Nevuah, in the Maftir, is preoccupied with Kinnah, with Aveil. Akere Batero is not preoccupied, is not busy with Averis. Nothing of Averis is mentioned in Kriya Satero. With what is Akere Batero occupied? Not one, but three. With what are they preoccupied? What is the topic for them? What is the topic of them? What is the topic? Kinnah. You see, every event in Jewish history, we have to approach always with the question, what are we supposed to do? Our kedin, our pi'aloche, in such a situation. So the answer is, what are we supposed to do? Should we meet the challenge of Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av is a challenge. Chazal say, Kol dor sheviv lebeis hamikdash b'yomo, kiluchona b'yomo. It means it's not just Tisha B'Av is a day of disaster and distress and kinnah. Great! But it's a challenge too. The halacha does not play around with kinnah. There's a challenge. The halacha challenges us. All right, I'm very serious. What are you supposed to do? So what is the answer? Children. And that's why it's very strange that for Tisha B'Av they selected the Parsha Atshuva as the topic of the of Kriyas Atayah. Parsha Atshuva. They should have selected that Parsha for Yom Kippur, no? For Yom Kippur they selected. They selected Avodas Hayeid. And for me it's a very strange Parsha. Arise. And for Tisha B'Av, for the morning, Kriyas, they have chosen Parshas Atshuva. Parshas Atshuva is having two places in it. Ves Hanan and the Yitzhakim. Of course, I mean, they chose Ves Hanan because Ves Hanan follows Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is always precedes Ves Hanan. The Shabbos following Tisha B'Av is where we read Ves Hanan. That's why Ves Hanan was preferred as the Parshas Atshuva for Tisha B'Av. But Tisha B'Av, the topic is no matter how bad and no matter how despairing the situation is and no matter how hopeless it seems to be, don't lose hope and act according to the halacha, this heroic determination, and repent and do tshuva. You see, the haftarah is already kinesis. As a matter of fact, the old rule in the Gemara, as called of Levi Yisrael, Simu Divrayim, always concluded the Nevuah's prophecies with these words of solace and of salvation and redemption. And we are always very careful that the last sentence in the Haftarah should deal with Nechomeh, with solace and consolation, with health and salvation. That even that we did not observe it today. Kiyomah Adishem Esau Chochom Chochmose, Esau Tirvig Murose, is not Nechome basically. It's not the type of Nechome we always use when we are about to conclude an after. Because until this privilege was taken away from us. For simple reason, why was it taken away from us? Because of the Nechameu Bishoshimesi Mutal Fonus. And then we read Kirena Lachachomis Vituaino. We look upon ourselves as Avelim in a moment of crisis, as if Rachmon of Islam Mesi Mutal Fonainu. The Master has no right to tell it will be alright. Whilst the Nechameu Bishoshimesi Mutal Fonus. That's why Chazal have skipped even the Aloche. Even the Aloche of if you call it Nivim Simu Divrayim, the Divrei Shevach, Venechomo, or Gulo, there is not to be observed on Tisha B'Av. Because while we read, before we finish the Kines, before we finish the Kines in Achmei Simu Telefon. So there's no time and no place for Avelis, for Divrei Nechom, for words of song. But Kines Atere, calmly, I mean, objectively say, all right, you cry, you should cry, but the answer to all problems is sure. Atzalach on Tzuch or Klazvor and Ma'eret, I don't diminish your tzah, I don't say that you haven't suffered enough, I understand your pain, your suffering, but there is one answer to everything. Atzalach on Tzuch or Klazvor and Ma'eret, ושבת משום על השם לתכו ומצוס אותי לשם מחולו כוחו מאפשר הייצא מדברנו the result is that what identity does Kriyas Atayah represent on Tisha B'Av? We spoke about two identities on Tisha B'Av. One identity as a thing as a tiny symbol like Yom Kippur. A second, another identity a tiny of Avelis, a Minis. So as Tisha B'Av is both Avelis and Anilet, Mesi Mutal Fonov as well as Avelis Rishiv. Yeah. So this is second identity. So what is that? Who represents the second identity? Yuriyon of it. This is after. The two identities of Yom Kippur, actually, of Tisha B'Av. One identity in Kippur, but in Yom Kippur. ואוסו לאיש יציאו בבמים שביים הכיפור, זה גם ביים הכיפור. תשאו לי, אתה נסיבו, what is the purpose of my נסיבו? What is the purpose? שום יש פרוס עליהם. ודבור אמירו מדרכי התשוי להם הדבר הזה. זה תשוי. Is this, is it represented within the context of the liturgical context of Tshuva experience, of Tera? Of course it is represented. This is the Parsha of Tshuva. The Parsha of Tshuva shouldn't be in the Yered and Yid Kippah. For me, this is the experience of Tera represents Tanya Sibu. The Anori Yomiyo. But if the Indicrates Atea would have also represented Tanis Sibu, and would have dealt with the Jewish Hashem B'motzik Rubi Yisek Rolim, the way you do it on the average Tanis, we would have had, we wouldn't have had a permission to say Kines. And this permission could have been granted only by one person, by Yom. That's why the Aftera and Tishba, because not deal with Shuvah, like the Aftera and Yom Kippur, almost the same of Panazorah, or even Mishum Karavani, or like the Aftera and Tanisim, or Jewish Hashem B'motzik Rubi Yisek Rolim, because there we would have had to say Kaddish and go home. Kines would have been an impossibility. Kines. In order to introduce Kines, and this is the, and Tishba is a mitzvah, this is the way the mitzvah Saviris expressed itself to Kumba, say, simply to weep for the Chum B'Samigas, to cry and to weep and to mourn the Chum B'Samigas. In a word, in order to do that, we had to read Kines al Pi Nevuah. Last night we had the opportunity to read Eichot. This morning we had no opportunity to read Eichot because we have read Eichot last night. So what is the way, what was the way how to introduce Kines into the Seder HaTfilin by selecting as the Aftira of the other day, as the Aftira Sayyid, the chapter which deals with Kines. See, basically what we are going to do now is not to say Kines but to continue with Kines. You cannot start with Kines if you hadn't read the Aftira or Migrasech. There is one thing very strange, I don't know whether I mentioned it with the previous Tisha B'Av. There is something missing on Tisha B'Av, as a tiny symbol, something missing, namely Tfilas Nireh. Okay. Nireh is not specifically an institution which is tied up with Yom Kippur, exclusively. Nireh is an institution which belongs into the context of Tanya Sibur. The Tanya Sibur, when there was a Svoril or Akshomim, when there was no rain, was famine, you used to have Nireh. Nireh was quite a frequent phenomenon. Tfilas Nireh was a frequent phenomenon, the Meir Chazal. It was not limited to just once a year. But at Tanya Sibur, whatever it is, Nireh, is the characteristic trait of Tanya Sibur. What is a Tanya Sibur? Sivshem. Tanya Shebein is following me. The same as Mafsikin Bedie is characteristic of Tanya Sibur. What is Tanya Sibur? If you start fasting in the afternoon, in the evening, instead of waiting until morning, until dawn. So why is there not Tfilas Nireh on Tisha B'Av? It's very strange. If you study carefully the Ramban in Teilas Olam is the most wonderful Kuntras in Aveles. Without the Ramban, we wouldn't have understood Aveles at all. All the concepts, I mean, basically, which can be traced to the Ramban. He made the breakthrough, actually. He had the breakthrough. Nichus Aveles conceptualized all the Nirmanis. The Ramban is not too sure that he didn't say Nireh and Tisha B'Av. He's not too sure about it. He is not 100% convinced that the doubt is Nireh Tfilasati. This is revolutionary to doubt Nireh and Tisha B'Av. Revolutionary. He is not convinced that it was so, but there is doubt in his mind. As basically either or. Either the D doesn't give an integer, we've forgotten. This is a Rabbi Tam Rashi's. How did what did Rabbi Tam's father do and Rashi's father is a fish? There are many questions like that. Or they didn't daven even though they were supposed to daven. Say, in a manner of a loch of a miracle. But the Ramban deals with Nivet. Although my memory is not so good now to remember exactly how the Ramban manipulates within the case. But the Ramban would not have been astonished at all if somebody would have told him, I daven Nivet Antishmi. He wouldn't have been astonished. Would have taken it for granted. The question is, the Taisa says, we installed to the Slina Baby Tishma. Why? Why? Is Rambam also called Tani is alone and installed to the Slina. Tani is alone and Mishu as Matamas as Solomatelis. Which wasn't ever Solomatelis is simple, because they are not Tani is simple. Because they are not Tani is simple, they must stick in the air. Not an issue. But one Atishma, Atishma is a perfect example of a tiny civil bebola, a tiny civil bebola, a tissue of the world. In my opinion, there is something else which is missing on Atishma. Something else missing. What else? Slichas. There's no slichas on Atishma. How can we imagine? How could we imagine? A toilet, particularly a tiny civil, without mentioning the Yidginu Midas and the Shem Hashem Kirachum Chanan several times. Could you imagine, could you separate or divorce a tiny sibyl from Yidginu Midas? It's like divorcing Yom Kippur from Yidginu Midas. Can you imagine such a Yom Kippur? It's unimaginable. Atonis means on which we are involved in HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the 13 attributes of Midas or Rachman. This is a tiny symbol. This is the quintessence essence of tiny symbol. And suddenly, untouchable, a perfect tiny symbol, minus Nila. I believe, and I don't know it, it's very hard to guess, that the reason is, but I want to add something. I don't remember, I said it or not. Nile, even Yom Kippur, is a very peculiar tefillah. That is the subject matter of Nile. Shachris, Musak, Minche, Ma'ariv, Yom Kippur, we know what the Shem Nesra is. I mean, because the Shem Nesra, so you say not only Yom Kippur. The Shem Nesra, so we say, on an ordinary day, or an ordinary Shabbos, Yom Tov, Musak. What is actually the quintessence, the digest of Tzilus Kirei. What are we praying for? We are praying for something. This is not the only thing, not just repetition. We are praying for something. What are we praying? I would say something, I may say it out here aloha, but you may disagree with me, but in my opinion it's intuitive and it's very correct. For instance, I doubt a little thing. Tomis of Shachar is in the Marat of Tomis of Ben Abai. It's a Tomis of Shachar if I offered it. So, even though I didn't offer the Tomis of Ben Abai, I'm going to meet in Tomis of Shachar. Correct? The same as Aries. So, is for instance, I'm a keeper. If I should eliminate one of the tears, I shouldn't have. I was sick. I didn't feel good. I couldn't have minch. So in the mitzvah of shachris and musaf, I fulfilled. Even though without minch, I wasn't homeless as far as minch is concerned, or as far as myra was concerned, and keeper, or as musaf. Well, no, I couldn't do that. So whatever I did say, I did recite, then constitutes a king. But if I miss, if I fail to daven Shem Nesre, the other Shem Nesres are not affected, with the exception of one. And I have no proof to say so. The exception of one, namely Tfilas Lira. If I didn't daven the other Tfilas, there is no Tfilas Lira. Because the essence of Tfilas Lira is Kabbalah's Miskabu Rachmu Rotsi Seder Tfilas Lira. All Tfilas. Tfilas Lira means what is near me, whatever it is, Shemayim, Shemayim, means the concluding prayer. Concluding to what? Not so much to the day, concluding to the other prayers. Nile is scaling all prayers, embraces all prayers. There's a special tefillah, Nile, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accept and harden, I mean, all the tefillahs ayin. All the tefillahs ayin. All the tefillahs. It is not a separate tefillah. It's not a separate tefillah. It's a tefillah with which I conclude other tefillahs. The keeper of the last tefillah must be Nile. And me, for instance, I didn't daven the other tefillahs, or I didn't daven Nile, so I don't know whether I got a brochel vatule, but the key for Nile is together with other tefillahs. If the other tefillahs fail, for instance, I wouldn't have, somebody couldn't daven my shachris. Musa, Mincha, it was really good. Then I came to shoot in Nile. If the Shari had been submitted to me, there's no need for it. But the Shari had been submitted to me, I would say there are no tefillahs in the Nile. Nile doesn't constitute, is not constituted, not a tefillah by itself. Nile is a tefillah together with other tefillahs. And if the other tefillahs are missing, there is no Nile. Whether it is true what I say or it's wrong, I don't know. But there is no doubt about it, that the subject matter of Nile, the quintessence of Nile, is not just a tefillah, but a tefillah which is associated and linked up with the other tefillahs, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accept all our tefillahs of the Yom HaKadosh. And you know where is the introduction to Nile? Where the introduction to Nile? The introduction to Nile. That such a tefillah is going to be offered, or the tefillah itself, in a different form is offered. This is Yalei Tachanunenu Me'ara. Very strange. We start Sliches, after the Shemesra of Ma'ariv, in Kippur we start Sliches, right away. So you should have started, Shemei Atfilo Decho Kobosso Yivei, Yalei Kobosso Atmecho Mishtachweis. So you can start with that. That's the way we start Sliches in all our tefillahs. In all our tefillahs, and on every day on which Sliches is recited, Shemei Atfilo Decho Kobosso Yivei, Yalei Kobosso Atmecho Mishtachweis. Lord Hashem Rehim, and the liquidity psuk, in the compilation of psuk. The Kippur night is very strange. Right after Kaddish, after Shemfarim Shemesre, if it is Shabbos, for instance, after Rehu, and Shabbat, and then the Brochachas Neshema, so it's right away you start Shemei Atfilu Adecho Kobosso, not excellent, but Yalei Tachninu Me'erev, Yalei Chesed in Beker, Yalei Reneinu Adorev, Yalei Tachninu Me'erev. Why does it, is it the first tefillah? Why is the Yalei the first tefillah preceding Sliches? Usually Sliches precedes all other tefillahs. And you keep on right when you say Sliches. What do you say after Shemesh and keep on right? Sliches. And Sliches commences. We should be at Tfilah Dechot Obosa. There was not a Shtachel, there were a few more psukim before that. Why is Yahweh was given preference over the Shemei Atfilah Dechot Obosa Yireh Yireh Kobosa of Nachol Shtachel? Because Yahweh is the Agdamet Kinyireh. That now, all the prayers from now on should be concluded by Nile and accepted through Nile, accepted by thee within the context of Tfilas Nile. When we will say Nile, this the first prayer which are going to say now and should be accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we should hearken to those prayers. Then we will, tomorrow night, 24 hours from tonight, 24 hours, ובין הוא רסייט של הסליחה. יאללה תחננו מירק, ויורש אבסינו בביקה, וירוי רינוננו עד אורם. עד אורם מינים, until the last prayer. איפה השקיע את החמור הזה? איפה בסן הצד? Which prayer is it? Is it the first prayer? So it means we recommend. That's why Yahweh is the first prayer. We recommend HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that beginning with this prayer, all our prayers, all our petitions, all our intercessions, on behalf of Shlichei Mesilat, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should be accepted. We make a reference to Tfilas Nireh right after Nireh, after Nireh. Before we start reciting the Shlichei. Yeah. Another Yonena. This is Nireh. With regard to Tisha B'Av, there is something very strange which we observe. Namely this. There's so some truth. This couple of faith and evolution. We don't say it on Tisha B'Av. Because of course it says, so some truth. There are no kabbalas at Tfilas on Tisha B'Av. We daven, we recite our prayer, we mourn Yerushalayim, we ask for glory, we do everything under the sun. But none of the Tfilas is accepted. Extra Tisha B'Av. Upon Chachma Kabbalah, this Tfilas on Yerushalayim. The very moment we begin to say, Nachem Hashem Elokeinu Saleh Tzion Saleh Yerushalayim. It's the first time that we have a right to say Nachem. We had no right to say Nachem before that. For simple reason, we all say Nachem, may you be sure she makes him look like honor. We mean Nachem, as he makes him look like honor. Here on Tisha B'Av, Aniris, plus Aviris, the experience of Aniris, makes him look like honor. Then you have Aviris. Aviris is a day. It's being observed as a day. It's just a day of Shiva. But there is no such a philosophy because there is no such a philosophy. Closed, barricaded, all doors, all gates, all sharek tfilah. Not a single malach will let it tfilah by. And you don't think it's kabbal. No, how can you tell me? And Nireh is, the very essence of Nireh is what? Kabbal is not tfilah. The Mechit Kabbal, I mean, the iron curtain, it should be torn down. It separates the cloud itself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The cloud be dispersed, Ramud Ono, which separates us from our Father in heaven. But there's so some philosophy out there. Everything is closed and sealed. Not a single door is open. So Nireh is not in the proper place, and Shlichei is not in the proper place. So it's very strange. We don't see Avinu Malkeinu. Just so we don't see Avinu Malkeinu. Avinu Malkeinu is Shlichei. Avinu Malkeinu is a Shlichei in Yerusha. We need it about it. Because I want you to understand the topic, what is the topic of Kineh? To take all Kineh. From Rabbi Yehuda Levi's Kineh up to Khalil's Kineh. What is the main motif? What do we mourn? What do you want from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What are we out to achieve? What is the main request? What is it? But the Tamid is all right, it's a mood. Finally, the Tamid is a mood. All right, it's an execution, it's an doubt, it's a execution. But some are calculating the money. It's 900 years we keep on mourning and crying and weeping and wailing. And what do you want? The whole mystery of life, of course. What is Nechomet Tzir Yerushalayim? What is Nechomet Tzir? What does it mean, Nechomet Tzir Yerushalayim? The building, the construction, yes, it's important. Yes, it's important, but this is not everything. A more important matter than Yahadus, than the 18th of Anishim Yishanim. Kino Mizbe Wosso? Kino Wosso, my boy? The Gemara has the question. So what are we here? What do we... We are crying and wailing and in mourning, and we complain, and we ask questions which would have been prevented from asking on an ordinary day, correct? Questions which, I mean, are a bit insolent. So what do we want? There's one thing we want. What is it? That the mechitza, the divide separating HaKadosh Baruch Hu from us, should disappear. We should get united. Like the father wants to get united with the son. What does the father want? And the son leaves him. What does he want? One thing. To be united with the son. To be reconciled. To be again on intimate terms with the father. Son and father should be on intimate terms if there is love between them. If there is no love between them, so the intimacy disappears. And the son stops confiding in the son, in the father, and the father stops confiding in the son. It's a very strange relationship develops. It's a relationship of tension. And it's a relationship which is very bad for father and son. So what will a father, what is a father to suppose to ask for if such a tension had developed? Every born in Shikol and Malshukhan Aviyah, bring them back. I don't want anything. I don't want anything. All I want, my son back. Bring me your son back. I mean, he's right here in this room. Yes, sometimes the son can be in this room and be far away from the father. At least a million miles. All we ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nothing. Is Yichud L'Shem Yichud Kuchibrich L'Shem. The Yichud between the Knesset Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shrinte is Knesset Yisrael. That's all we are. There's a cloud in heaven. On the one side of the cloud, we are on one side of the cloud. The Shrinte on the other side, let the cloud disappear. And the sunshine, bright day. Let us see the beauty of the Shrinte. And so forth and so on. What is Beis HaMikdash? What was the purpose of Beis HaMikdash? Beis HaMikdash is to unite. The cloud is for Elisa Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's all. Kodesh Baruch Hu does not need the Kobonis, doesn't need anything. But Kodesh Baruch Hu needs something. And we need it very much. Very much. The union. Shem Yichud Kuchu Brich Hashem. This is exactly the motive of all kinetic. You are far from us. We want to experience you. I mean, experience you as if you were present right here with us. You are far from us. But you are not far. On the other hand, you are not far. You are very close to us. But let us experience this closeness between us. This intimacy between you and us. This is kinetic. And this is home Beis HaMikdash. That's all what it is. And in the kinetic, I mean, if you pay attention, you'll find in every kinetic the cloud should disappear. The iron curtain, the iron wall should disappear. No separation. An intimate relationship between God and Knesset Yisrael. Hence, we are Hence, this Tisha B'Av itself is the day on which we mourn God. This tragic separation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael. So how can we say it's Skabel or Tzilat Nile, or Adshem Hashem Tzirachu Mechanu? That's why Nisa Nile was introduced on Tisha B'Av, Northwest. The only thing which was permitted on Tisha B'Av is Kriya Satere at Mincha. When the call says that Hashem Hashem Kerach Mechan, Erech Apayim Echet Veres. At Mincha we do say, today for me, at Mincha, this is different, because at Mincha, I'll pick up over the whole, what shall I say, the whole character of the Tonus changes. The Tanis Tzibur comes to the fore, the Yema Avela disappears, submerges in the background, in the shadows of the background. No matter. That's why before, in the morning it is, Adem Averis, Adem to saw some tshuvosim from lack of his cows between the Shvok and Israel, and that's why two institutions of Tanis, which are the most important ones, Nir and Slichas, were eliminated from Tishma. At Mirche already, the identity changes. There's another identity. At Mirche we forget about the Chum, about the Midas Adin, about the enormous distance separating us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We forget all of that. But we remember, we begin to remind ourselves that such a distance to them. Well, once upon a time, there was an individual who didn't like the distance either. And he wanted HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come a little bit nearer to him. Who was it? Moshe Rabbeinu. And he insisted HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it. All the despair disappeared from him. The Varaya the Ramo said, that's nothing, not to be said on Shachis or Amayrin, but only to Mincha. Why? Why not say nothing in Shachis? The way that Ramchaber recommends? The answer is Shachis in Meishim Mutlfam, there's no nothing. There's no nothing. But at Mincha, the identity changes completely. You know, Tisha B'Av is not a day of Averis now, it's a day of Kapore and Swich and Mechilat. He's a whole number of things. Why is that for this? It's Nechad and Mincha, correct. But Mincha, not with one of them. The Gemara says that for you, the Bar Eloye, for Surah Tanah Sekh. The intensity of the day begins with Surah Tanah Sekh. According to the Goyen, Surah Tanah Sekh is engraved in Tishba in this regard. It is Mincha, not with one of them. Then it changes into Averis, Lachat Ruach. This is is really, but however, is interesting, as I said before, Tisha B'Av is a double identity. Aye, Tanis Sibu, means Shure, and Aye Maveres, means Mason Mutual Follow, not even Nechome is Panisibu, West Panisibu, Nechome. Not even nothing, how are you supposed to recite? And that's why Slichas and Nire was eliminated from the context and the Seder HaYeim of Tisha B'Av for the whole day eliminated. But as far as Minhogim are concerned, is the identity of the day begins to change. It's fixed. That's why the Ramos and the Machaber said that the Yeshiva Lo'et is until Chatzis. Why until Chatzis? Because our Obel basically doesn't have to sit. Our God, the Rambam, she is. Pesach, she is a novel, so it has to sit on Gabi Ra'at. No, not on Gabi Ra'at, Gabi, but the point. Nakata, no, but the point, Muppet. Yom Yom Rishni is Karki Mamish, then it's Muppet. The Rambam Shita, like they said, I'm in the Gemara Darsman. But there is a Mason Book of Fun of the Aloch. And the Poshid, Yidmu, Zikri Basin Yeshu Loret. Yidmu, which means Mason Book of Fun of. This is Tisha B'Av, the Yema Vele. Vele is not even a Yem from Tshire. It is not ordinary Tshire, all that is Kabul Kus and Rus and Chod Mishet Shoye. Does not fit into the frame of reference of Tisha B'Av. At Chatzis, already the Ramos says you can get up from the from the floor and sit on Gabi Safsoim, the Aninus Estes, and the Averis drag down until Milche. I mean, continues until Milche. The very moment in Milche you begin to read Vayichal. I mean, the observance of Averis is mandatory until the next, until Shkir Sachamon, no doubt about it. But however, the main motif, the central motif, is not Taninus anymore, and Averis itself is not as demanding as before, as in the morning. But let's now continue with that. Because whatever, whatever is Medina et Gemore, it has not changed between Mincha and before Mincha and after Mincha. It's the whole day. Me'ikra Medina, it's the whole day. It's a day from Tafun Averis and a day from the poet. From Tayyip and a day from Averis. All right, let's continue. שבשור מן ישמעוני חוי סחימוי ששינוני בעדר יחברוי סקי סון משקום ומסחי זדירוי כן, סקי זה יקר עד יוסלפת משקום בורך כדי השם מקיימי the place where you are מסחי זדירוי he said that he took the areas, the curtains by which the Mishkan was covered by with which Mishkan was covered the areas, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrapped himself in those areas. So what is the main disaster that hit us has upon it? Separation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his work. The distance. The Baruch Hu sometimes Melech Olah Atkwere. Sometimes the Baruch Hu Hashem Kemi. Amin Kemi. From the hidden place which we have no approach. We would like to come closer to him. Sakeso Mishkam Sayyidur. Sakeso, the very moment you wrapped himself into the curtains, the Huvri Gugi Beroi, and my heroes were defeated. The Huvri Gugi Beroi. Sof Kukaf, Umar Devoi, Kisilo Kola Beroi. But it's a result of what is it? Of what is it a result? Of Sakeso Mishkam Sayyidur. Sakeso, the very moment you wrap yourself in the fog, my Gibeiroi, my heroes, my strong men, who love their strength. Did you have it right away? Right? But there is something else which you have to pay attention. What is he complaining? We said, the main complaint is as far as distance is concerned. We are too far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want him near us. Closer. Ashrei Hashem Elecha Ben Yeshua. Imotzei Lonu Velakosh Hasena. Come a little closer to us. Imotzei Lonu Velakosh Hasena. When we pray to you, let us have the feeling that you are close to us, not far away from us. You have it in many prayers. What is here? What would you point out is your characteristic? And this plays out the aloha also, important role. The aloha. What? What do you say? Sfir Mois has simuni be'et rechavere. What does Sfir Mois mean? Refuse and something ugly. I was converted, people treat me with contempt. You see, the way they treat refuse or dirt. People treat me as if I were dirt, like dirt. Sfir Mois is simuni ve'ed rechavere. Eich atire, eich atar betzvatzorayim, alet rechaverecho. Ed rechaverecho means umis eilom. Various nationalist communities. And they treat me with contempt. With contempt. They look upon me as if I were free, if I were refuse, garbage, or noise, if I were very ugly. So what is here? What principle comes? Exactly. The mitzvah from Kiddush Hashem. This goes back over as an argument. Meshavim. Lomo yimu agay. This was the first argument which helped me win the Zvikuach Kavi Yochum Mishnah Ben Yishorach. I know him at Hashem Allah Roa Asher Dibar Asher Klan. This is Chilu Hashem and Kiddush Hashem. And we say, as far as we are concerned, we don't care so much. But there is always the element of Chilu Hashem. נפוי דיינו בצוד חויו, הניחי כתור החזאים בן ברכיו, עד פילי גיל גול חמויו, איני מרלז מימו נסלחויו, עושו וניחם וניקחו לבחיו, ונמלר אני לחיו. Ja. Ich sage, ihr weht jetzt, wir haben den Brachio, wir können den Brachio, weil ich habe den Brachio, der Mami, Brachio sind es auf Consolation, an Joy, an Achome in Tanach, und weil ich habe den Brachio, because the Chaim Rechli, die Gemora, said, the Rabbi Kive, mentioned him among the two Nevi'im, among the two Nevi'im, Ruah. Who guaranteed the return of the people to their land. The story in Makkos, at the end of Makkos, we eat all I shneid in the morning. To the Viv. So we are, I expected that the Nevuye, Chazen ben Brechio, who acted like an idiot, like a witness, should go, was expected to go into to be fulfilled. And finally I'm in another home. I destroyed even the little I had. Yeah. But this is what there is one thing on it. Also the Nicham Vayikol Aphiyo, the Norm Aleila Amimichiyo. It means that Rebbeinu himself mourns the destruction of Yerushalayim. Also the Nicham Vayikol Aphiyo, also Kaliyoch Lifidi, V'nicham, and Kaviyochel, if he changed his mind, V'nom alayla nibkhir, I regret that I did it. If you find it in Nebuah, in Echo you find it, that Kaviyochel HaKodesh Baruch Hu is mischaret, that it accrued so much food and so much suffering in the Jewish community. It's a very strange expression. Also, V'nichem, Vayikro Laphiyo, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it, so what right do we have to mourn? The reason that we have to mourn is because V'nicham. Also V'nicham Vayikro Laphiyo, and we have a right to mourn. To mourn and to weep and to ask questions. Because he himself said, V'nom, and he said, Alele Ani Bechiyo. Out nefros nuptu chasideo. Now here I want just to give you one, well, it's not explanation, one characteristic trait of the Pyton. The Pyton is not interested in classifying the events chronologically. You see, the Pyton's interest speaks about Goles. It's under Goles, he understands the Goles of the 10 tribes which were exiled by Sanherib, by Assyria, and then the goddess of the tribes, of the Yehude, which was, I mean, the times of Nebuchadnezzar, Tzidkiyahu and Nebuchadnezzar, and then the goddess of the captivity, the Roman captivity, when the people were exiled from Eretz Yisrael, I mean, by the Romans, I mean, so many hundreds of years later. He's here in the king, it's one thing. It's one goddess, it doesn't matter. Al-Tifros Luktsu Hasideo, so he speaks about the Babylonian goddess. Pal-Gesuv Zocho Keiru Yisideo. And then he says, Ad-Lach Lach Michove Riglonu. Zokin Vocho Psula Kualona. It's a Seret HaShvatim, of course. Tovi Al-Tzor HaShekilonu, Nimvei Chamoz V'cheimon Yalonu. He speaks about Seret HaShvatim, and then he speaks about Bovel, and in another kinesis he will speak about Rome. Because basically it's one experience. It's one experience, and basically, I mean, if you want to compare, you'll find no difference between the goddess Bovel govec Ašo, govec Boga, govec Rimo, govec Gamanije, govec Sofat, govec Sofat. It's the one govec, one experience. It's one experience. We suffered and we and nevertheless we survived, but we paid a very high price for it in blood and simply in people, numbers of people we have lost. They say, I don't know, I'm not a sociologist, I couldn't figure it out, but that if the our enemies hadn't attacked us and hadn't tried to exterminate us and hadn't murdered so many Jews throughout ages, it would have been our people for 100 million. I don't know, I'm scientific on what it is based, so don't ask for proof. But it makes sense, would have been a big people, a big, numerically big. It would mean a great people, but numerically a big people, a large people. We are now 112, 13, 14. We were in the Middle Ages about 9 million. I've been to 1 million in the Middle Ages. Home with some Middle Ages, say 5 million. See, I'm not responsible for those figures. But I gave to Mediterranean, what is the result? What is the conclusion? The conclusion is that they killed us, they murdered us, they decimated us. The fire reduced us to very small people. Who participated in that? Everybody. There's not a single boy with you who has no share in that. Everybody. So that's why I speak about the chronologically exact and play the historian now and say this was in that year, the other, or it was in another year. Was there a difference between the two colors? That's why our Bledra Kalir does not distinguish. There's no need to distinguish between Goles and Goles. They're all bad. They all had only one purpose, our enemies. To destroy us, to destroy us. Whether it was in Lachbach Rechover, or it was on the Rhine in Germany, or it was somewhere else, it makes no difference at all. פחד חשית חשי לי, תוך הפסידאו, פוצו ירי חזיר, היי חסדאו, הוא מזרפה למילדנו. פוצו נעשייה ולנידאו, פרסתי אין בידאו, על עצים צורי שעיניי מדוניי, שעיניי מדוניי, צופוי על רשי זה דיניי, צומסו בני בלנית ביניי, זה יום נוצרחי מדוניי, So come we may bendino you don't know it is. So the poor denoi. Atem kato kalim yo barite, yo barite. Ume et ye amuni. Krafto bela yo yachemuni. Korosin ye shigive, na deim zamuni. It means cheating. Now you speak about cheating. Making promises, diplomatic promises, and not fulfill the promises. Korosin ye shigive, אדם זמוני, כאילו להשמיע בעב, בערוב יגרמוני, ומעביר בירוסי לרמוני, כרוסלם הווי, אימו רמוני. בסגולת סנטנס, לפעמך, יש את צים ידע, כרוסלם הווי, אימו רמוני, ראי אדוני כצר לי, מלך הממור. לא מורוח רפינו, לטבח שמורו, ואיסו כי חסנו מרינו חמורו, ואיסו כי אמר בחד ויבויו גמורו, רב תוריים יאלי חזקיו, ואינקים כמי מורו, רבין אחיד הנגי ימורו, ויאבן אוי כיכר לי, מי איך הממורו. Interesting, this is my say it many times. But after all, we are speaking here about national catastrophe, national disaster. Hundreds of thousands were killed, exterminated. Some approached in their magnitude to the Holocaust figure. Even I don't know exactly, what it is. As far as the whole, this complete determination, the path of our enemies to destroy us. There was a determination quite often on the part of our enemies to destroy us. Not every Jew on this, on the globe, not a single Jew should walk around on the globe. Complete the distortion. Yes. And after all, we know all that. Millions of Jews were killed in all the ways, and all like that. But you don't forget one thing. That Yochid was also the individual tragedy of a person. Here, Yirmiyahu wrote the story of Echud Beis HaMikdash in Yeriko, speaking about millions of people, about destruction of the land, complete destruction of the land. And he hasn't forgotten Yirmiyahu to append a hefted which he delivered on Yeshio to the Sefer Knesset. What difference does it make now whether the Yeshio would have survived or wouldn't have survived? After all, we are speaking about millions. So why remember the individual tragedy? The answer is Hadith, it is typical of Yahweh. The individual tragedy does not make us forget. Yeah, on the contrary, the collective tragedy, the tragedy of millions of people, does not make us forget the individual tragedy. And that's what Chazal understood, Koshem Mises Tzadikim, Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kishrei Chazdei Sanekeinu, about Tzim Gedalia. The next time it will be Tzim Gedalia, I mean, what's very, can you compare Tisha B'Av with Tzim Gedalia? Tisha B'Av is the way Chazal called Yema Mar Vanimo, the Pita Dei, the Dei Al Pita Dei. Hundreds of thousands, millions of people were killed. We are not buried. They are not even buried. They were not even buried. Yeah, the soil was destroyed. And the people were martyred to death. And yet, after I get through with the third chapter in Echo, so he begins to speak about Yeshua Melech, Echo Yuam Zor. Well, for me, it's like comparing, I mean, a scratch on a finger with a wound which bleeds, which keeps on bleeding. How can you compare? This is typical of Yahweh. Who do you compare? Echo is, of course, describes the national tragedy, a tragedy which millions of people have experienced. Tragedy which continues throughout the ages. The hefted on Yeshio is a hefted for an individual. No mass tragedy, but still the hefted individual is just as important as the hefted for an Israel. So we've never forgotten. And here too, Lomo Ruach Apeinu Letevach Shemo, which means why did they kill Yeshio? ורגן האחריד הימיגי יומור וריאת נגצר ממי החממור השיבנו סיסי שימה נגי תירוני שיפתם רבי יצחפר על הדברים סיסי משל רדביר בין מול עדיני שומעתו כזמי רשפי חמיטתני שוחו בנודו חוצו תבריני שומו כנינו חורני אינטרסטינג is here סיסי משל רדביר Who is it? Meshere Dvir. The Kenim did not sing, did they? Did they? Did the Kenim sing? Maybe. I would say, because Dvir, the word Dvir, I mean, Dvir has many interpretations, but usually Kodesh HaKadosh, correct. Dvir is correct. Where are the Mishir in Kodesh HaKadosh? The Sifse Mishir, even the Levim sang not in Kodesh HaKadosh. They sang in the Hazard of Allah Duchon, wherever there was an elevation, was a Duchon. Mishir Dvir means those who sing in Kodesh HaKadosh. In the Avedi in Kippur Vei, it's Rav of the Dvir. He walks to the Kodesh HaKadosh. Das Minister hat auch eine Rettrakalier hier raus, das wir haben ihn in Katschkirchen. Der war genau in der Schirr in Katschkirchen. Das Interesting ist, der ist ein sehr, ein Observer, der ist jetzt, sehr, ein Brief ist, sehr, ein sehr in Abriven Achemeis, Lukas. Und er hat die Kunde sehr in Achemeis. Und wenn er in Kippur, with the blood and with the incense, with the tears, and when the Aveda was completed, and he was about to complete the Aveda, his mask with the Aveda, and leave the Kodesh Kodesh, because he used to wait for the Ashanak tears, for the smoke, for the incense, to fill up the Kodesh Kodesh. Kodesh Kodesh. And when he was about to leave the Kodesh Kodesh, the Malach HaShoy, the Kuvim began to say his mask. Of course, it's the first day by Swish. And he began to sing his mass. This is Mishra Adria. I don't say this to Pshat. I don't want you to die. But Mishra Adria, my uncle, and his Hakadim, no, not at all, Nahum Krakowski, he quotes this air. He is the Mokka. In one of his Russian. When Godel had to leave Kodesh Kodesh, he did not take leave before he heard the song by the Malachi. I don't remember exactly what did this Shirei consist of. It's a Kapitel Tilling, but I don't remember which one. Might be a Sifse Mishere Dvir Deimu. Deimu La'adeni refers not to the Levim, but the Shirei Malachi. כי תום חקטו כי תום חקטו תחלי זה יפעני לך עוד שאתה מבין תושי להם תנו כעוד תשמע הפלש עם הרעי אני
אצלח
את נמות תום חקטו וחייס יפניכו תושבים דמוק עוד חזי יספניכו וכי תום חקטו וחייס יפניכו you engrave the image of Yaakov Avinu which was called Ishton in your chair in the celestial throne of your כי תום חקטו וחייס חייס יפקיסת יפניכו ודפני וחייס הקדש שיבור קדש למשבת It means, the Gemara Yehu, as Yaakov's image, he is engraved in the celestial throne, Kisei HaKadosh. Okay? Hence, it was when Gemara was Chavesh Panecho. So, he paid the enemies, and קורס חזי ספנך, ואיזה מין קורס חזי ספנך? In order that we should be able to see that image. Because what does he want to express here? כתום חקטו, אחרי ספנך. It's very simple. What he said, that actually If we knew that you can simply divorce us and completely eliminate us and break up the relationship forever, so then we would not pray. But you can't do that. You can't do that. How do we know? Because if Yaakov had been separable from the Rekei, Yisrof and Rekei Yaakov, then the image of Yaakov wouldn't have been engraved. In Kisei HaKadosh. Why the image is engraved in Kisei HaKadosh? What does it show? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually engrave the image, the photograph of Jacob in the Kisei HaKadosh? Because Kali Yochu, Jacob is a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Jacob is a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an inseparable part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Jakob ist von der Dalet, von der Dalet ist an ihm auf die Schiene. Aber warum ist er Jankim und Dalet? So, Kitam Chokto Bechinti Fanecho. How do you know that you actually, that you will abandon us completely, abolish us? So you wouldn't ask for redemption and liberty. And you would say, all right, and Akadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to have us as his people anymore. And that's why there is no need to ask Akadosh Baruch Hu to do something which he doesn't intend to do. But you liberate Yaakov anyway. You redeem him anyway. You will not remain in Golis forever. But had he been destined to remain in Golis forever, his image wouldn't have appeared on your throne, on Kisakomet. The fact that the image on Kisakomet means that the bond between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is eternal. If Kisachov is there or there, Yaakov's image cannot be removed from Kisachov. His level of Netzafesh Kachayot has been over here. But this is here. Kitom Chakto Bechei Seif Anecha. Mele Toshu and Dmu Kos Chazei Seif Anecha. Tiri Vitami Yatsi Yatsunecho Kitil Alev Yitzef Inecho Nikol Esachom Kitzchomim Lifonecho Tolekol Osem Lifonecho Tobi Yeltsor Asher Kilonu Ubechamos Bechaim Od Yalonu Adach Lach Recho Beiriglonu Zacher Uvachu Ufilo Kvalonu Rau Mabed Neamcho Kulonu. This is the same. Amcho, no one else. No one else will ever possess us. Amcho Kulonu Vimeletzer Adonai
I would thank you. What is Vasikim Kerame Sahim? Anita Hama. What do you mean Vasikim? A dark and mitzvah, the old one. Something which is very old. I say Vasikim. Vasikim means people who have been dark and mitzvah for many, 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 a long, long time. For many, many years. Vasikim. You see, Vito. Viyut Vesek, Ashalitata, Vimodecha. Viyut Vesek means, you see, Vesek, when you react, when a certain phenomenon comes from time to time, and you react spontaneously to that, it's called Vesek. Vesek, time. And time. We are old friends, as they say. Is the heart of Vitu, viewed we have the rendezvous, I mean, we have the meetings, we have meetings so many. It's weird. Like missionaries. And then the time comes, we are restless. It means it's certainly then to reach.